Welcome to KNEO Radio Podcast. KNEO Radio AM and FM Radio Podcast covering the heart of Texas and the Northwest Hill Country, including McCullough, Mason, Menard, Concho, San Saba, and portions of Brown and Llano counties. KNEO Radio is your podcast to hear interviews with special guests, local news, events, agriculture, and community affairs. For more KNEO Podcast, visit KNEOradio.com. KNEO Radio Podcast, making a difference.
And good morning to you. Welcome into the morning program right here on KNEO. And I'm glad to have with us this morning Brady Mayor Tony Groves. Good morning.
Howdy. Mayor. How are you today?
I'm well. You're looking good today.
Good. Thank you.
We're all feeling good. The weather is very pleasant.
It is.
It is hard to beat. 90 degrees and a little light wind. It's not too hot, but it's not cool. It's very, very pleasant. It's good to... good weather in Brady, America.
70 degrees in all those towns at this time of the morning is a wonderful thing.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, because when it's really hot in the summertime, if it's 80 degrees or above at this point, you know it's going to be a scorcher.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we're not there. Well, the Brady City Council met last night for a regular session. First of all, is all well within the city that you know about?
It is. Things moved right along, and we started the meeting at 6 o'clock as usual with a invocation and the Pledge of Allegiance. All five council members were there, and we had some guests. We had a public comment from an individual that's working on some houses, and he wants to put a structure on the front of the house that's different than a front porch. In his explanation, he talked about kind of a security thing for where he is rebuilding some houses on West Commerce. And the building, pardon me, the building code didn't meet that. Or doesn't allow that at this point. And so he asked for the council to deal with the variance. And because it was public comments where we can only recite a policy or put things on the agenda for a future meeting or state facts, we told him that we would put it on a future meeting and have that discussion. And then we moved on, pardon me, to the consent agenda, which was the approval of minutes from the previous meeting on the 16th of August, and a request for a St. Patrick's Fall Festival street closure on October the 2nd of 2022 from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. on that day. Both of those were approved in the consent agenda 5-0. We had a presentation on the promotion of Sergeant Arturo Romero from a patrol officer to a sergeant. Doesn't really, really well in his performance. So the chief of police discussed that, made the presentation, and then we moved on to our three public hearings that I heard you mention earlier. The first one being a public hearing to receive comments for and against a zoning change on the commercial district to a multifamily home district for the property located at 603 West Commerce Street in Brady, in the Fulcher subdivision there. There were no comments made other than the description that the construction was going to take place on houses in those two lots, and it would be a multifamily home district to change that zoning that was there. Of course, the requirement for a public hearing before you actually take action on it, that we did later in the meeting. Second public hearing, that one took just a couple minutes. The next one was a public hearing on the proposed fiscal year 2022-23 budget. No comments were taken on that, so it went quickly. And then the public hearing on the proposed tax rate, again, no public comments from the folks that were there. So we fulfilled those requirements so we could take actions in the individual concerns. We had a lot of individual concerns, but they went quickly. The first being a discussion, consideration, and possible action regarding the first reading of Ordinance 1345, establishing a Building Standards Commission and providing for appointments to that Building Standard Commission. That had been suggested by the attorney as we looked at buildings that would be potentially condemned that were there. So we've established that. Now we're looking for people that would like to be members of that. You can become a member of that commission by coming down to the city hall and filling out an application that gives us a little bit of information so we can fill that and that commission can start operation. Passed 5-0. Next was discussion, consideration, and possible action regarding the first reading of Ordinance 1346, adopting a zoning change from the commercial district multifamily residential district for the property located at 603 West Commerce Street, the thing we just had a public hearing on in the Fulcher subdivision there, Block 37. Again, that went quickly and was approved 5-0. Third item, discussion, consideration, and possible action regarding the first reading of Ordinance 1347 to adopt the fiscal year 2023 budget. We had hashed that a great deal in the council. There were no questions from the council members or the folks in the audience about that. So going again, quickly approved 5-0.
Just
go ahead.
Just sort of a reminder for all of us: the budget that we're talking about for the city. It's in, you know, I think of it as two parts. One is sort of ordinary, day in, day out operation. And then you've got all the extra for the infrastructure improvements. But from the basis of just the ordinary day in, day out, the budget is, you know, what's the scope of the budget?
You know, I don't give me a second here. Maybe I can I can find that. But you know, the ballpark that we talk about, the day to day operations on the central budget, around $8 million for the city.
That's my question.
And then the much bigger part of the budget is, of course, the drinking water and wastewater and other projects that deal with other monies coming in. As well as the different utilities that we have that all have different parts of the budget that are there. Okay. But the significance of that part is, as Lisa went through and talked about that, was this next year's budget is $35,898. More than the previous year's budget, which comes into play with all of the no new taxes and no new revenue questions that come into that. And we'll talk about the tax rate here in just a minute.
Okay.
But part of that increase in the budget is associated with an additional $2,215 in tax revenue that's raised in this coming budget based on property that's added to the tax roll here. The tax rate, as we get through the discussion and is all part of that that ordinance that we're looking at there, we'll talk about here again in just a minute.
But you answered the question. It's just sort of a general idea. How much money are we talking about spending? You know, if, for example, you know, in a news story this morning, the county commissioners yesterday had a public hearing on their budget for the year, and it was like $5.2 million, and the city is about $8 million. And the city has the difference, though, that part of their funds come from selling electricity. It's not all taxes.
Yeah, and when you have all of the utilities associated with that, and then the other programs who are there, it adds to that central budget as well as the other items, as I mentioned, the drinking water and the wastewater projects. So, let me find my place here.
Well, we're talking about the first reading of the
budget. Of the budget. The passed 5-0. The next item was discussion, consideration, and possible action regarding the first reading of Ordinance 1348 to adopt the property tax rate. It's interesting, the phrases that are required by acts, by the Texas legislature, and some specific phrases that are in that make it very interesting. In the focus of the legislature's movements is you look at the current tax rate, and then you look at your tax base as part of that and the revenue that's going to be generated. And if your goal is to collect the same amount of taxes that year, but the appraisals on properties have gone up, that necessarily drives your tax rate down. If you need additional revenues that are there, then there are bounds on how much you can raise that without it requiring an election to do part of that. Our property tax rate for 2021-22 was, I'll just round it to the first two digits that are there, 39 cents per $100 valuation. And our proposed tax rate is 37.5 cents. So that tax rate goes down, but with the increase in value assessed by the sales of properties primarily that are there, and the that valuation of the property, with a lower tax rate, you still draw the same or a little bit more. As I mentioned earlier, the $35,898 more that we included in the budget this year. So there are calculations that you go in and you look at what it would be if you were not going to increase that, and then what you're going to do to do that. The process for budgets and tax rates are in Texas, they require you to do your budget on what you need to do for the city, and then you sit down and set the tax rate to meet those needs that are there, as opposed to a somewhat arbitrary selection of how much taxes you're going to collect, or if you didn't change anything, how much more money you would get. And then to go in and say, okay, we got this amount of money, much like we do on a home budget, where are we going to spend it? It's the other way around. We have to document what we need to spend money on, and then we select the process that we need to get that money for that. So again, our tax rate goes down to 37.5 cents per $100 valuation. And the other interesting part of that that's contained in the ordinance is if the valuation of your house did not change, with that lower tax rate, you would have your taxes decreased by $15.88 per $100 of valuation of your house. Most people's houses, as did mine, the appraised value of the house went up. And so the taxes went up slightly as part of that. And so it's an individual concern. I mean, calculation based on the appraised value of your house and the city's tax rate that continues to maintain its position at a pretty low standard for, or pretty low rate for the typical city, the size of Brady, and that's because we get taxes, as you mentioned, from the sale of electricity instead of some company getting the profits off the sale. Those profits, if you will, go into the taxes to reduce the citizens' tax bill for people out there. That property tax rate passed 5-0. Next, discussion, consideration, and possible action regarding approval of Resolution 2022-16, acknowledging and ratifying the adoption of fiscal year 23 annual budget that required raising more revenue than the property taxes from the last year, just as I discussed in the earlier item. That was then amended in the statements associated with that. So the amendment to including a slight change in the wording passed 4-1, and then the overall resolution as amended passed 5-0. The next item was discussion, consideration, and possible action regarding the animal control structure of that organization. We have tried several things to get that to work, and with one of the animal control, we had two full-time animal control officers. One of them resigned their position and went to work at a different location, and gave the city manager the opportunity to restructure and look at that to have a single full-time animal control person and two part-timers. So the single one would control and oversee the overall duties of animal control and the dealing with stray animals, that sort of thing, euthanizing animals as appropriate as you go through that. And the two part-timers would maintain the animal control facility in terms of feeding the animals and taking care of the conditions that were there. That saves money in the process, and it gives a unity of command, is what we would call it in the military. There's one boss, and that boss has control of what all three folks do there at the animal control facility. So that passed 5-0. And I misspoke. That was the one that was amended to deal with the raise in salary for the single full-time person. The amendment to when the certifications were reached to euthanize animals and any other certification required, then that person would receive the pay raise to $7 an hour. That was part of that. Again, amendment passed 4-1, and the overall resolution action took passed 5-0. Next, discussion, consideration, and possible action regarding the retiring of our canine in the canine being turned over to the handler, Captain Randy Batten. A little bit of discussion on that, but it passed 5-0. Seder, the animal, our canine, just kind of aged out of the position. And as part of the discussion, it was mentioned that we will get another canine for the police force and train the handler as we work through that right now. Nothing specific about that. This was focused on approving the retiring of Sator and the turnover to the handler, which is a very common thing these days, and a good thing that the animal stays with somebody that they know who has cared for him and is attached to him. Next item, 7H, discussion, consideration, and possible action regarding moving the meeting time for the first meeting in October on the 4th for the city council. And we wanted to move the start time to 5:30 so that the council could participate in National Night Out activities that start at 6 o'clock and run to 9 o'clock on the 4th of October. That passed 5-0. There had been a little bit of discussion about moving the council meeting date, and the decision was to just start a little bit early, a shorter meeting, finish, and the council members could participate in the National Night Out on October the 4th. Then the last item in the individual concerns, discussion, consideration, and possible action to engage Haney and Company to do our audit for the city's financial statements for the fiscal year 2022 and have a formal report of the financial statements and findings as part of that. That company has done our audits for some time. A little bit different than other people may think of. When we do audits for the city, there's a basic approach to certain parts of it, but you focus on different individual parts of that financial situation to get the level of detail that you can't do every year on everything that's there. So staying with the same firm makes a lot of sense. We've always been very, very pleased with what they did. So it passed 5-0. We moved to staff reports, which only focused on the regular council meeting on September the 20th. The change in time that we just talked about from 6 o'clock to 5:30 on October the 4th. Columbus Day is a holiday on October the 10th, so trash schedules are altered as part of that. And then on October the 18th, the second regular council meeting for the month of October. The only other announcement that was made as part of that is there was a request from the high school to close some streets that included Texas highways for the parade for the seniors there at the high school. And TxDOT disapproved that based on the fact that there was no financial impact to the city and they didn't want to close their highway. So the general thought was that the parade will probably take place out at the lake in the vicinity of the bonfire, just prior to the bonfire that is there. And if you give me just a second, I can go to the page that tells me the date of that event. Do, 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 do. Well, I take me a while to find it, I guess. Let's see.
Obviously, it's part of sort of part and parcel with homecoming.
Yeah, since that was not actually an agenda item and it was just an announcement, it's not part of the minutes that I have.
Okay. Only,
but that was requested by the folks for the high school seniors. No other announcements. We took a break from 6:58 to 7:17 to grab a bite to eat and to get ready for the executive session. We had two items in the executive session. The first one being pursuant to section 551.071, consultation with the attorney. City Council will consult with the city attorney about pending the or contemplated legislation on a matter in which the duty of the attorney of the city under the Texas Disciplinary Rules of Professional Conduct of the State Bar of Texas clearly conflicts with the Texas Open Meetings Act. And specifically, we dealt with the EMS contract with the county. The second item was pursuant to Section 551.072, deliberations about real property. City Council will deliberate in the purchase, exchange, lease, or value of real estate properties of the city as the deliberation in an open meeting would have detrimental effect on the position of the city in negotiating with a third party. And more specifically, the city-owned properties that we have recently had appraised. The second item was, pardon me, tabled until the next council meeting based on the time in the evening and the rigor of the first item that dealt with the EMS contract. Finished the executive session at 8:41, so about an hour and 25 minutes as part of that first item. And we opened the open session again, took a vote on the amount of the bill for the EMS for the fiscal year coming, that city's going to provide service out in the county in addition to inside the city limits. That vote passed 5-0 to maintain the figure that we had made the original request for when we did the calculations to look at the net cost of EMS service and the ratio of calls in the county versus in the city for, again, the net cost of the EMS service. And we closed the open session at 8:43 and adjourned the meeting. So the executive session discussion is privileged under the allowances by the Texas Open Meetings Act and Texas legislature. So not any specific discussion on that at that meeting. There are figures that are public figures out there already, and the discussion has been with the county believing that figure is a little bit high. They had offered to pay $198,000 for the service, and the council, as I said, voted 5-0 last night to hold the figure at $213,000 as originally calculated and stated. the document that will be part of that will be drawn up by our city attorney and given to the county, and then the details will be discussed at the final of all that. But again, it looks at the overall cost to have an EMS service provided by the city, and then you subtract out of that cost the bills that are paid by insurance companies and individuals, which is always less than the actual cost to provide the service. And with that, the net cost is calculated, and then based on the ratio of roughly 16% calls in the county and 84% in the city, the bill for $213,000 and some change to the county is set there. The impact, if the county chooses not to pay for that service, will be that EMS service by the city will be discontinued in the county, and the county will have to seek its own service. There'll be a time there for that transition to take place. We hope that doesn't happen. We hope we get that sorted out at the price that the council decided on last night.
Okay.
That covers it, like I said, an hour and 40 minutes or so for the overall actions that were there last night.
Okay. Very good.
I'm sorry, 2 hours and 40 minutes.
2 hours and 40 minutes. All right. All right. Well, Mayor, we appreciate it that being with us this morning. It's a busy time. The council, I assume, will be having the second and final reading of the budget and tax rate at that final meeting in September, because you have to have it done by the 1st of October.
Exactly. And all of those first readings will get a second reading at the next council meeting.
Okay.
Just got a note. It doesn't apply to a city council meeting, I guess. Okay.
All right. Very good.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Mayor Tony Gross with us this morning here on the morning program on KNEL. We'll be back with more here on KNEL in just a moment.
Thank you for listening to the KNEL Radio Podcast. Be sure to tune in live to KNEL 95.3 FM and KNEL 1490 AM and KNELradio.com. For more KNEL Radio Podcasts, including KNEL Sports, visit KNELradio.com homepage and click on the podcast of your choice to listen, download, and enjoy. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference. Thank you for listening today.